If you're my age, the trial of the century was for sure O.J. Simpson. We watched it, but we watched it from the beginning. We watched it from halftime at the Knicks game to O.J. running away in his the Bronco to all the drama. And when it all ended, the glove didn't fit. And if you don't know what that reference is, you're going to have to look up that trial. And because the glove didn't fit, he went off. And he went free. And for those that watched it, the overwhelming majority of us felt that there was a miscarriage of justice. Or, at least one would say, he was guilty, but he couldn't be proven guilty beyond the shadow of a doubt. That was the trial of the century. But the interesting thing is that that happens every single Yom Kippur for Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva tells us, Ashreichem Yisrael lefnei mi atem metaharim lefnei avinu shebashamayim. Jewish people, you're so lucky. Why? Because who are you metaher? Who do you purify yourselves in front of? Lefnei avinu shebashamayim. Klal Yisrael has a gift. It's a gift from God that we can purify ourselves through him every single year at Yom Kippur. What does it mean to be metaher? Metaher is that the being that went into the mikvah is not the same being that came out. The person, the entity that was tameh, that was impure, comes out tahor. It's as though they're reborn, they're rejuvenated, they're a new being. That's a gift because you're not done. But the question is, what happens if a person can't get to tahara? What if a person tries and they say, like, the tshuva just can't do it this year? They're just not there. What happens? I think there's another gift. It's a gift of kapara. Kapara is that God says, I accept that your sins were done and I give you a pass. You're forgiven. But when I'm forgiven, I'm not tahor. There's still a stain on me. But I'm able to walk out with my head held up high. But God gave me a pass and God gave me the gift of a new year. God gave me the gift of a new beginning. Not the same, but it's still something. I think that that becomes such a difference between the trial of the century and our personal trial of the year. In the trial of the century, kapara meant that he went free, but he never went free. Because everybody always assumed till the end that he was guilty. Not Masha Ein Kein by God. God comes to us and says, no, I give you a gift. Yom Kippur is that gift. It's Yom HaKippurim. It's the day of Kapara. But understand that Kapara is not the be-all and end-all. That's the lowest level. If you can make it a Yom Shel Tahara, a day of purification, you'll have truly reached something supreme. Have a good day.